Hi, everybody. Welcome to BBS Radio Station 1, and you are listening to Growing Up Indigo with Adina Bannick. That's me. So, today I wanted to tackle Karmic Astrology by Martin Shulman. And I realized when I got the book in my hands, there was no way. There was like no way I could read a book to you. And besides, you know, I would just be reading a book to you. And I don't want to do that. So what I'm going to do is just talk to you about it and give you some of the things I remember about it and what grabbed a hold of me when I read it. And I was going to say, okay, everybody, who got their chart done? Like, raise your hand. So I can't do that. Okay, but if anybody was able to go over to any of the free sites and get their chart done, then I hope that you were able to see where your north node is placed in the houses and what sign your north node and south node were in. And if not, the great thing about this is being taped. So whenever you find out, you can always go back to this and refer to it. I also, by the way, while I was getting this on Amazon, I saw that there was this great book by Stephen Arayo. I don't think I'm pronouncing his name right, but everybody just glowed and glowed and glowed and glowed about it. And I got it. So it's Astrology, Karma, and Transformation, The Inner Dimensions of the Birth Chart. Oh, God, I can't wait. So I always say I'm not an astrologer, and I'm not. So this is how I do astrology, because in books like this, once you have your chart done, and you can do that yourself, you don't need to have someone do it for you. Well, yeah, you do. What I mean is you need to have somebody make up your birth chart. But once you have that done, all you need to do is go out and get books like these that tell you what every single thing means. And you're in business. I was never able to do aspects and what did the degrees mean and what did that mean. And it was about, I'd say, 3 months ago. And I got a phone call from a woman, and she called and she said, "Do you teach tarot?" And I said, "Yeah, I do." And she said, "Well, I'm pretty proficient at it, but I just want to go that next step." And I said, "Okay, I can do that." And so we started talking, and I don't know how we got around to it, but it went around to astrology. And she said, "Well, I am," and she said, "Wait, no," she said, "I'm not an astrologer." Wait, no, she did. She was. And she said, "I can teach you astrology." And I said, "Oh, no. I don't think you know who you're talking to. I can't do astrology. I can't do the math at all." She said, "I'll have you doing the math in an hour." And I said, "Oh, okay." Well, guess what? She did. And so I finally learned how to do aspects and the conjunctions and all that kind of stuff. So I guess technically I'm an astrologer, but I'm really not. So, okay. So we're going to start. If anyone wants a free reading this hour, you're going to have to call in, because I didn't bring any of my free readings. I wanted to get as much done with this as I could. So if you do want a free reading, just don't hesitate to call me, and don't feel uncomfortable because I'm doing something today at all. Just call in. It's 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. And Don will put on his producer's cap and he will take your name. You could give him your real name and he will give it to me, but I won't say it. And you can even disguise your voice. And no one will know it's you. And you could even tell him another person's real name, and I will give that person a fake name. I'll do that, yes. Okay, so now that I've said that, I am going to start with karmic astrology. So this is, let me just do the beginning of what he says about it. First of all, I do want to tell you there are two parts to this. The first part he goes into, well, he talks about it, but he gives us the nodes, the north node and the south node, and they go together, obviously, because as we're reaching, when we come into this life, this is how it kind of is. Our north node is what we are reaching for in this life. Our south node is what we've completed in our past life. So our south node is really comfortable for us because we've done that before. We've learned how to make things work through our south node. So let's say Taurus is my south node. That means that, well, what are Taurians like? They like security. They like to eat. They like nice things. They like comfortability. They're earthy. They like security. So let's say I was used to all of that. And I like that. And over a number of years, maybe I had several lives where I liked those things. I'm not saying that I was a Taurus in all those lives at all, but let's say those were the things I was striving for. So that's why I have a south node in Taurus, not because I was a Taurus, but because I had several lives that culminated in me liking those things, and lives that led up to me having a final kind of learning experience in figuring out how to gain security and nice things and being comfortable with them. Okay? This life, it's always the opposite. So the opposite of Taurus is Scorpio. So in this life, how do we usually view Scorpions? Well, aside from the fact that they have this rap of being vindictive and they bite you and they sting you and they do that, Scorpion is transformation. Scorpio is, they have the three levels of them. There's the Scorpio who's on the bottom, and the Scorpio who's on the bottom is in the dust, in the desert. Now the Scorpio in the bottom is the one that's very concerned with very earthy things. And that's the material things. But with Scorpio, it's kind of warped. With Taurus, it's not. So with Scorpio, the earthy things are kind of warped. They usually concern things that keep you bondage to the self. And the higher is the eagle. And when they reach for the eagle, they are soaring. And they're seeing high above. I think it's three. I don't know what the third thing, what the middle thing is. But maybe we'll get to it and he'll tell me. So in a Scorpio kind of life, I would be reaching for transformation. Now, the house placements of where that would be would also be extremely important in finding out where my north node would be and what it would be working toward. So it's not just the fact that this would, you know, that the signs are important. And believe me, I'm not even saying anything about it yet. So it wouldn't just be that that's important. It would be highly important to know the houses. So let's say my 12th house would be my south node and my 6th house would be my north node. So what is the 12th house concerned with? Kind of really interesting things. 12th house is about past lives. It's about institutions. It's about very deep kind of, it's about secrets. It's about sometimes mental illness. It's about detective work. It's about psychiatry, psychology. So that would mean that in those past lives, what I also did probably was spend a great deal in maybe monasteries, in maybe institutions, maybe in dealing with mental illness, either within myself or other people. And maybe that is something that I've completed, just as I've completed security. Strange, isn't it? So how do you put those two together? Well, we'll find out. Now, my north node in Scorpio is in my 6th house. What's the 6th house? It's work. It is health. It's diet. That's the 6th house. So what would I do for work? Well, 6th house, it also depends too, by the way, on what is in that 6th house. Are there any planets in my 6th house? What would they be? And what are they? You know, how do they affect it? 6th house is work. And so I believe it's also sacrifice, maybe. And it really is about finding yourself through work. So it's in Scorpio and transformation. Scorpio is a sign of also deep, watery depths. And everyone in this generation, well, my generation, has their Neptune in Scorpio, which is what? The planet of illusion. It's also the planet of psychic ability. So it's also the planet of, it was the drug culture. So I would probably be someone who was very deep, someone who probably liked digging very deep into things. I probably, from my south and my north node, had a great deal of experience and desire to delve into psychic kind of things and have to deal with some kind of mental illness, either within myself or my family. It would be very important in this life. And I probably be somewhat psychic, as well as also have touched upon, as I said, mental illness and maybe the drug culture. So, and work, I would work in a field having to do with maybe psychology, maybe detective work, maybe psychic work, maybe all three. And it would also be health related and diet. I can tell you right now, it's not diet. But I can tell you that while it isn't health the way we know it, it is absolutely alternative healing. So that's pretty interesting. And that's just, I'm not even reading this. So, okay, now I want to kind of start and talk to you about what he says that this is actually called. It's karmic astrology, the moon's nodes, and reincarnation. So what I want to say first is that we do have to know something about the other signs, not just our sun sign, not our ascending sign, which a lot of us know. We really have to know other signs inside and out so we can have that insight about them. And because we are every single sign, we're not just our sun sign. In fact, that's kind of not very, I'm not going to say it's not important because it is, but really when you look at and you start to delve into this, you see how little that really affects us on in a natal chart. We are so much of every other sign. So, okay, I'm going to go past this. I think he's talking about reincarnation now. And I think he's talking about that because of our south node. So we're going to get past that because I think we know, some of us, I don't want to say all of us believe in it, but now he's talking about the astrology of reincarnation. And he's saying the time link. So he's saying that the nodes of the moon represent the major keys toward understanding our lives as part of a continual thread. And that most astrologers believe that the nodes hold more importance than the rest of the chart. And the way he explains it, I definitely agree. To a qualified expert, a knowledge of the sun, the moon, and the nodal positions reveal the entire of an individual. And I don't know about the moon, but I absolutely agree about the nodes and the sun, but I would agree more about the Saturn more than the moon. I'm sorry. At one level, the nodes reveal the track that your soul is running on in this current life. And while the rest of the horoscope adds additional information as to how you are to make the journey, it's the nodes that we are now able to chart as it makes its inroads into relating the rest of it. And the Hindus always had the concept of reincarnation. And please remember, he wrote this back in 1975. And I think that we have caught up to a great deal in the last several decades. We've caught up to much of it. So he was ahead of his time. He says that the nodes represent the cause and effect by which we lead our lives. And so here is where he differentiates between the mundane astrology and the spiritual astrology. And again, I'll say that he was one of the first. And I hear a lot of people say, oh, I cut my teeth on Martin Shulman. Like, I'll bring him up to somebody and they'll say, oh, yeah, I learned him when I was three. You know, astrologers will say that. And I'll be like, oh, okay, you know. So he says this is where we first find our clues as to why the rest of our chart manifests the way it does. So here we go. He's going to talk about the south node, and he says it's the symbolic node of our past. And he says, just like I did, that it's not symbolic of our past life, but rather the combination of all the events, all the ideas, all the attitudes, and all the thoughts from every single carnation that we have had up to this life. So that's what I was trying to say. It wasn't that, you know, you were a Taurus in your last life, just that all the things that you dealt with were leading up to a certain type of person. And you start now turning to another way. So he says that the most deeply ingrained behavior patterns are to be found at the point of the thousands and hundreds. He's actually saying that it's the hundreds or thousands of years you've been working on yourself. And if you're wondering why some people have thousands and why some people have hundreds, I can go into that a little later. And I think that's very different for many different people. I don't think, by the way, that everybody has to go through the same amount of lives at all. I think that is very subjective on our parts. I do think that everybody does go through probably hundreds. I do. But I don't want to really spoil your day, so let's just leave that alone. So he says that we rest on our south node. It's just the comfortable way we know, and that we can only rest upon it for so long. And then what happens is it becomes really limiting, and we know that we've got to start to move, and we have to start to reach toward our north node. Now, our south node is our Achilles heel because it's the weakest spot in our horoscope, because it represents all of the things that we have left behind us. And we've left it behind for good reason, because we always want to go back. It's like going back to that one person or one relationship we know is not good for us. We know it. And every time the phone rings and it's that person on the phone and we hear their voice, we think, I know I shouldn't answer it. And then you run for that phone anyway. So that's kind of what it is. And it's, all right, guys, let me just stop right here for just a moment, because I do think that we have someone who wants to say hello. So if you'll just give us 1 minute, I'm going to. Everybody, you're back listening to the BBS radio, and we have a caller in. And hi, how are you?
I'm not doing very well. I'm feeling very down in the dumps.
Okay.
And I don't know how to pull myself out and what direction and why it is.
Okay. So let me read you, okay? Let me go in and see what might be going on with you. And we'll see what's happening. And then I might ask the angels even after I do a reading, okay? And we'll see what they have to say as well.
Okay,
so,
thank you.
Okay, so hold on, A, and I am going to go ask and see what I see. Okay. All right, everyone. Just tell me why she's feeling this way and what's going on. Okay. 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 You know, is there anything going on with your house right now? There's a lot more here, but I'm just asking because that came up and it didn't come up as bad either. So I wanted to know if that was something that was okay in your life.
My health or house?
House.
House. Yeah, I just feel like I've been here a while. I'm in Michigan. I was wanting to be in Arizona like the last year. And it
okay.
just seems like I'm kind of stuck here.
Okay. Now that, okay, because it's going to go that way. The first thing I get from you, and it's just that I get you feeling that you are lacking you're lacking, I don't want to say you're lacking patience, okay? Because that's not really fair. I think you have patience. But what I think you feel like is that you don't fit in, and that's more like it. But I also get that you have confidence. You have a lot of it. So when you say you're down in the dumps, I also get you feeling that it's not like that. Like, I get you feeling like you're starting a whole new way of living. Like, you're absolutely starting over. You were. Weren't you?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense of how you state that.
Okay, now, this is what's happening and why you don't feel that way. Because right in the middle of you having started that in the recent past, something happened where you feel like you're either not saving money or you don't have the money, or you're just feeling like, oh my God, I don't have the money. And you're focusing on that a lot. You also are getting out of debt. And that is something that you're very focused on. So that is a big, big reason why you're feeling like this. So that's why I feel that you are feeling so down in the dumps. You do think about that a lot, right?
I do.
Right. So, and one of the things about you is you happen to be very well disciplined in terms of your lifestyle and money and things like that. And you really are. And you will be again. What's coming up for you is that you're going to be, by the way, going on a short trip. And it's not far. It's just a short trip. You're also going to be acknowledged. And I don't know if it's from work, but you're going to be acknowledged by either coworkers or people you work with. You're going to make a decision, and you're definitely going on a trip. So hold on a second. You also, who is it that you ask for help from? There's somebody. If it's not somebody, you happen to have a lot of wisdom. You do. But something is ending, and even though it has to end, and you know it does, you do feel a lot of heartbreak with it. Do you know?
Yes, I do.
Are you okay? Hold on. Mm-hmm. But after, right after that period, even though it's going to be sad, you are going to feel so much better once that part is over. I promise. You're going to feel renewed. You're going to feel like you can make this decision now. And you're going to feel that part where I said you don't fit in, you're going to afterward. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I think I do.
Okay. Okay.
I don't know. I think it's with a guy named Danny. I'm not positive. Mm-hmm.
I saw a guy. Yes. He comes. He's very, what's the word I'm looking for? He's very proactive when he wants to be. But he can also, he's just strange. Wait, no, I don't mean that. He can procrastinate when he wants to. But when he wants something, he goes right out and gets it. But
correct.
He's coming back. He's coming into your life. And I'm not sure where you want him is what I'm saying. I'm not sure where you want him. And I'm not sure where he thinks you fit. Do you want to know what's going to happen with him?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Let me see. Because, He's not a bad guy at all. So let me see. Okay. I'm going to ask them where they could or should be. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And one more. Thank you. Okay. Right. Is he starting over too, or is this just you? Because I'm asking about both of you. I'm getting like a new job or school or something, and I don't know if it's just you or him.
I think he just wants to start over. He's done. He wants to move on.
He wants to move on, you're saying?
Yeah, I have a lot of health problems, and he just keeps on asking, did you get it done?
I don't know. That doesn't...
I've been going through this for almost 9 years, and we've kind of met about three.
Well, this is what I'm getting, okay? I don't think so. What I'm getting is that I don't think so. I do get that you're friends. You are. But I also get that there's something romantic and it's new. And no, I don't feel that it's new and not you. Do you understand that? Sometimes I'll get a person and that they have a new relationship. I don't get that with him. I get that it's a new feeling for you. Because it has a lot of the components that I got when I was looking at you. So I feel like this is you. Are you coming up on some kind of anniversary?
Kind of. Yeah, we met in May.
Okay. Because I'm getting that it has to do with something like that. He doesn't want it to end. And that he has hope that it could be what he hopes it can be, and that he wants to be on the same page as you, and that he wants to put more effort into it. Hard to believe? And that there's history here. So that definitely, that's got to be you. I don't think he has history with a lot of people. So I don't think he does that. I just don't.
Uh-huh.
I think you're going to be much better in the very near future. And really, the only thing I felt that you were that down about was because of money. And because of him.
Yeah, he really hasn't treated me that well in certain situations that I...
Right. So let's ask why.
I
knew
I was doing better on my own health-wise.
So let me
going
ask...
in directions, and I've spun...
Right. Right.
I've spun around, and it's been going on for 9 years, but it's always because of somebody else taking control and
right.
switching my direction right when I'm at the time of ready to get to the end of it, you know? Right when I'm getting to the place where
I feel happy. So let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Is this a pattern with him and you that right when you're about to go, he comes back?
No, it's just it's been happening before I knew him.
Okay.
But he kind of came in the middle of it and observed it and wasn't that supportive of my family and because of the things that I had said, even though I just stated the truth, the facts, it didn't mean that I didn't care and love for the people and that they didn't care and love for me. It was just misunderstanding and lack of facts.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes,
and
what I'm doing
healthcare is, and getting things together sometimes isn't just all, you know, I might explain something to somebody and they hear what they want to hear.
Right, I understand that. So here's
yeah,
what I'm
so
doing. What I'm doing is this. I asked him, what made you change your mind or what made you act differently? So this is what I'm getting. The first thing I get is that in the recent past, he was regretting and missing you. Then I'm getting that he, and I felt this way, that he is someone who's very determined when he wants to be, which is what I felt. That he does, I'm not going to say he wants control, okay? But I will say that when he decides something, he goes full out. He thinks that you both get along very well. He also feels that, I don't understand this part. Do you both do the same thing for a living?
Neither one of, he sells cars, I'm disabled.
So what is it that I see that you both do that is in common? In like, is it a hobby? What is it? He's telling me that you both do something that you both like together. And I get it twice. I don't just get it once. I get that it's something you both do that you both enjoy. Nothing? You can't think of it?
Well, we have had times together where we've, you know, when we were in Arizona, we went to the pool together. We, you know, we've done things together. We've eaten out together. He's taken me doctor's appointments. But it wasn't this year. And it, you know, we more or less communicate on the phone about,
I thought it
know,
was something...
What,
in the community that you both enjoy doing, he's kind of showing me it's a lifestyle that you both enjoy together. And I'm just trying to figure out what that is. He's being very clear, but I don't know why. Go ahead, honey, what? No?
Unless you're picking up another guy.
No, I don't think so. I think I have him. He's also telling me that he feels he hurt you. And I don't think he wanted to do that. So, and he's telling me that he is responsible. Like he feels responsible. And he doesn't want to be for hurting you.
Oh, it's all about a car.
What are you talking about? What do you mean?
It's a car. he took money from me when I told him I didn't want a certain vehicle. He bought it, and it wasn't much money, but it was a total lemon and didn't run right.
Okay, but
and
that's not
to me. He's in his 90s, and I said, he says, I will, he sells cars for a living, buys and sells cars, and I said, he said, I'll switch that out in about a month for you, and it's almost been 3.5-4 years, and I keep on, and I said, I can't do it anymore. I was there in Arizona for about a year and a half. I said, and I looked at that thing every day. I can't drive it. I said, and when someone drives it and I'm in the passenger seat, I can't roll down the window. I feel claustrophobic to switch out the car.
Well, you're right. He is upset. He is upset about that.
And then he goes, get here and I'll do it. And I said, well, do it.
He wants, okay.
Just make me happy. Just do that.
He will.
So we've been fighting on that for 3 years, huh?
He will do something about that. I know he will because I see it. But what I was talking about was different. But he will. I know he will because he's telling me he will. He felt terrible about that. But I do think that most of this was about that and about money, and it's all going to change very quickly, A. It will. Okay?
The community thing, we used to go, when I met him, we were at a beach, and he had a place near the beach, and there was a bunch of people who, like, for the whole summer, we were at the beach with a group.
Okay.
So I don't know if that's
that might have been it. Yeah, that might have been
it. And then the next year, I wasn't able to be there, and I was in Arizona. And then last year I was supposed to be getting the surgery, and I ended up back in Michigan, and where I was basically laid on my back, and I never could get back to Arizona.
You know, this could very well be the fact that you have the same ideals, that you have the same thoughts about the way you want to live. It's very possible that that's it as well. So it doesn't necessarily have to
be. I've met other people along the way, and it's like, you know, it wasn't that bad. You know, he was a good guy.
Right.
I could see me, because I have to restructure my life. You know, I have to. He has a structured pattern in life. I don't. You know,
I understand what you're saying.
I do certain things when I want to, when I can, and I'm thinking, but he's more structured, and then I'm starting to think more along the way, even though I don't tell him. You know,
right.
I just think it. Oh, you know,
right.
I can understand that he gets up in the morning, works on the computer, maybe that's what I should do. You know what I mean?
Right.
I think it. I don't tell him.
Right.
But
you know what, though?
The thought energy.
I think that you haven't talked, right?
No. We
okay.
We,
you will.
We
you
we
will.
Do, but he's in another kind of existence right now.
I think it's going to change very soon. You'll see. Because I get him definitely dealing with all of the things you mentioned. So please believe me, you're going to feel a lot better.
You know, and I'm hanging on him, and basically, in all reality, I probably should just get my health care taken care of better, because I have passions, and I have things I want to do, and my parents are getting older, and I'm very concerned about my life because it fell apart within the last 9 years. And every time I think I'm pulling it back together to go forward, it doesn't, and I know there's my insurance, a lot of things are going to have to change. I'm thinking I didn't want to have to rely on a guy or anybody, but I'm thinking.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm not saying you should rely on him.
I might want to now, you know.
I'm
but in the other sense.
Right. I'm not saying rely on him. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that you need to start getting moving for yourself, and I know you can. However, I do see him coming back, and that's all I'm saying. But yes, you need to start moving for you. Definitely. Definitely.
Right.
And you're going to.
And I don't know whether to vacation to Florida, to Arizona, to stay put, because it just, I know I have to go back to Arizona. I just, my health is just, and a lot of it has to do also with my, the house. This is like, I can't stay in the right. house another day, another right. night,
well,
another morning.
That was something and, I saw
and I get
come
up,
up
and then
for
I,
you.
I just feel stuck. And I, right. and then I focus on, okay, how much can I do to get out? And then, and I don't know if it's because of the things that I've witnessed here since I've been here that I thought would be done and over when I came back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's a like of a depression thing.
I think you're, first of all, I think you're going away first. And then when you get back, you're going to be able to make that decision.
Mm-hmm.
And it's definitely Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
So
my parents are in Florida.
After that,
somebody
you can.
Somebody I know in Florida, but I have not went back there either, named Terry. So, but that's been...
You're going to go to Arizona. When you get back, you'll be able to make much better decisions about what you're going to do and where you're going to go, and he'll be back by then. So please try, and from now until then, to think about how exciting that's going to be as opposed to what you're thinking now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Think that way. Think,
right.
yay, I'm going, that instead of the other way around. Okay?
Right. Because where I was in Arizona, the people that were around me that I thought were my support group, kind of, there was a helper who was helping me who kind of was like, they're all talking bad about you. They're calling you a faker. Just saying.
I know.
And it was,
you know what?
It was
that's what I meant.
And
I said,
like,
right. When I said you didn't fit in, you didn't feel like you fit in. That's what I was referring to. So you have to just extricate yourself from all of that and know who you are inside.
And I didn't know if I should get back to get together with that person because they did help a lot.
Right.
But I just didn't communicate with anybody for a while. I just shut them all off.
Right. You have to rely on the inner wisdom that you definitely have. You definitely
mm-hmm.
have it, okay? You just don't. I think being in the position you're in, it's so fragile sometimes that you just don't know if you can rely on yourself for anything sometimes. But you can, and you will, and it's going to get stronger and stronger. I promise.
But I also feel that way in Michigan. Even my family is here and the people I was raised around and stuff. And then I don't feel like I fit in like I used to feel like I fit in everywhere until I had this accident. And then I did, but it was always a half hour here, a half hour there, 2 hours or whatever, and I was always in pain. And then all of a sudden I got angry and I thought, I need to get this fixed.
I know.
And they told me it was a pain injury, it'd be that way forever. And then they found it in my hip. And then everybody's like, oh, well, just get that fixed. And then they found more in my hamstring. And I'm like, I don't, you know, so I'm trying to get to an MRI to find out where it is now so I can get to the next doctor. And my doctors won't order it and send me to an orthopedic. And I only got 3 opinions from my insurance. So I'm like, why are they not working with me? Was it better in Arizona?
You know what? This is what happens when our life becomes, you know, ruled by illness, and it just gets so difficult because it's all we're thinking about, and it's just the pain and the whole thing of it. And I mean, I understand. And then sometimes what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to move on regardless, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to have to think of ways to get yourself out of it, and that means doing things that are a lot of the self-help stuff, like Louise Hay. Do you know who she is?
Yeah, I used to do a lot of that stuff before.
Try that again.
A little after.
It really helps, okay? Do that because you're going to have to. There's no other way to deal with what you're dealing with other than to hit yourself full force with all of that, because that's the only way. Otherwise, you have no other thing to hold on to. You know, there's just nothing else to hold on to. You have to do those things now. So do them. And also, I see things coming up that are good. I see them. You're going on a trip. You are, I think, moving. I do. I think you're moving. And I do see Danny coming back. But that doesn't mean that he's fixing everything.
Right.
You still have to do that.
Well, that was our problem. It's he always wanted to take control and tell me exactly what to do. And I said, that's not what help is. Help is when I ask you to help me go through, you know, do something.
Right. I understand that,
telling
too.
Not telling me what to do because I'm the one who's experienced and who's already gone through it for 6 or 7 years. You know, you got to listen, not tell me what to do. And so
that doesn't help. I know.
I keep on saying, quit telling me what to do. I just want you to listen.
So, sweetheart, we have to end the show now. So I'm going to say goodbye. And thank you very much for calling in.
Appreciate it.
Okay, bye-bye, honey. Hi, everybody. So it really is just about almost over. And all I did was just talk a little bit about everything. So here's what I want you to do, because I am getting this done. So go to, it's now called Astro. It's www.astro.com is what they call it. But type in Astro Dentist anyway. And please have them just do your chart. I can even teach you how to make your own chart. Just do your 12 slices. And all you have to do is find out where your sun sign, what house it's in. And then counterclockwise do all the things in between. But do that and follow along and we will do all of it together. So let me know if you want that, if you want this, or if you want me to do some of Stephen Arroyo's stuff. I will put this, I sounded like I was eating. So I will put that on my fan page. And by the way, if anybody doesn't know, because I did speak to somebody this week, every single show that we do is not, it's not just live and then you miss it. You can go on my site at askadina.com and you'll find a link to our page at bbsradio.com, station one, Growing Up Indigo. And it's going to be right there for you to listen to. And you can go to iTunes.com and you could go to Growing Up Indigo. I think you go to bbsradio.com, station one, and go through it and you'll find me. You can go to tunein.com. And you'll go to the growing, no, first you have to go to bbsradio.com, station one, and there I am at growingupindigo.com. And so there are so many places to go find the audio of it, and you can listen anytime you want. You can also subscribe to it, so you don't have to go looking for it. It will just come right to you. Or you can write me at askadina@gmail.com and I will just send it to you. So you don't have to listen to this when it's live at all. You can get it anytime. So we will continue this next week and I have lots of other things in store for us that are very interesting. And we'll see if I can get to some free readings next week. I might not be able to. If I don't get to any, I will do a free reading on my normal regular site, which is www.askadina.com, where it always was right on the front page. Okay? So, sorry about not being able to do more, but I love our live calls. And I'll see you soon, everybody. Have a really good week. Love you. Take care.